Hello, this 5 minutes the prophet is the word of God, episode 171, and we're going to our fundamental scripture, that is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. And it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the hearts. And then James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add that you will not walk in self-delusion. So we're looking at James 1:21, which talks about putting away all superfluity of naughtiness. And then we realized that it just meant that, so get rid of all uncleanness and the rampant outgrowth of wickedness, and in a humble and gentle modest spirit receive the and welcome the word, which implanted and rooted in your hearts contains the power to save your souls. So we say, how do we get the word rooted and grounded? We said a lot of people have been getting negativity rather rooted and grounded. Really? Yes. Jesus himself said it in Matthew chapter 6, and he said to us that take no thought for your life, what you eat or what you drink or what you wear, what you put on. He said, take no thought. And he said, is your body not more than meat? Is it not better? And your body more than raiment? He said, even look at the fowls of the air. Your father takes care of them. And then, what about the lilies of the field? He said, consider them. He said, your father is the one who takes care of them. Even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like this. So then, amazingly, do you know what he says? Then he said, therefore, take no thought saying. Ooh, now we have moved. There's 30. We have now moved into something else. It is no longer taking thought, but now it's taking the thought and then saying it. Ooh, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Now you are not just thinking it, but you've added another dimension. What is the dimension? The dimension of saying, the dimension of confessing, the dimension of saying. So you think negatively and then you add saying. You say what you're thinking. Listen, when you think even negatively and you do not say it, is far better. But when you think it and you say it, then you have the dynamo. It is a blast. It is a blast that many people do not see, but they see the results later. It is a blast. Do not think negatively and add by saying, because when you say the negative, oh, then you've given it wings to fly. Rather, the same principle will work for you when you take thoughts on God's word, what you have read. What scripture have you, do you have? Listen, there must, if you were a serious Christian, there must be a scripture that you are turning in your hearts. Everybody who is going somewhere to happen, any born again believer who is going somewhere to happen, listen, you've got a scripture in your heart that you are turning. A scripture that you are turning over in your heart, turning your mind, thinking about it, thinking through it, looking at it from this angle, from that angle, picking it up, throwing it up in the air, looking down, turning it upside down, picking from the preceding verse, looking at the verse behind. Everybody who is in business with Jesus, you are in business with the word of God. I'm telling you, every such person, daily, there is a scripture you are turning. There is a scripture. And not only that, but now, when you add the saying, you begin to say that scripture. For instance, you're saying no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I say, no weapon. There is none. Is there any weapon that's been created that can fight me? No way, no way, no. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hey, then you are doing something. Then you begin to say it again. No weapon. Then you pick, you're doing something. Then you begin to say, ah, later, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Listen, that is a powerful thing happening to you. Because you've taken the thoughts and you added saying to it. You've taken the thought and what? You added saying. You are saying the scripture now. Oh, and a powerful, you become a dynamite when you begin to do that. You're so blessed. Keep coming back to hear and to do.